This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban said Monday their security forces had destroyed an Islamic State Khorasan Province operations center in the northern Kabul neighborhood of Khair Khana. The overnight raid on the base in the Afghan affiliate of Islamic State, also known as ISIS-K, came just hours after a bombing outside the capital's main Eidgah Mosque Sunday, which killed at least 8 Afghan civilians and wounded at least 20. The bombing was the deadliest attack since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan following the departure of the last U.S. troops August 31st. Chief Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Majid announced the raid Monday, saying the ISIS-K base was completely destroyed and all the militants inside were killed. Taliban sources claimed several suicide bombers were inside the ISIS-K cell and were neutralized by their own vests during the clashes. There was no claim of responsibility for the mosque attack, nor did the Taliban say their operation against the militants was a response to the deadly mosque bombing. A new report published late Sunday sheds light on how, over the past 25 years, world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaires, and others have used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars. The investigation, dubbed the Pandora Papers, involved nearly 12 million documents from 14 sources and was led by the Washington-based International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, with 650 journalists from around the world working on the project. Among many other revelations, the report showed Kenyatta President Uhuru Kenyatta and his family has hidden millions of dollars in offshore and shell companies, even as Kenyatta urged other public officials to declare their own wealth. This is VOA News.